We're live. Hello, everyone. We're going to have to talk this loud to get on the mic. Welcome to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast. I am your host, Scott White, and I am surrounded with, I was going to say bevy, but that doesn't sound right. A bevy of friends.
A gaggle?
A gaggle?
A gaggle.
A murder. A murder of friends.
A tribe of warriors.
A tribe of warriors.
What even warriors that is?
That's right. These are all high school buddies. Matt Stewart, Steve Jones, and returning is Mr. Scott Sabo.
Hello.
So this is our second, summertime outdoor podcast. We did the Crystal Head Vodka, and we're actually going to do that again. We have Steve here. Steve's not a drinker, but we have Matt here, who is a big drinker.
Huge
drinker. So we're going to get his take on the Crystal Head Vodka, but we also have the Blues Brothers Bluesmobile Hot Sauce, and it has right from the movie. There's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half pack of cigarettes. It's dark out, wearing sunglasses. Hit it. We're going to taste this hot sauce, but we also have control like we did last time. You know what? So before we start, Matt and I have our vodka. So I want to get your take on it.
Okay. Cheers.
Now, are you a vodka drinker?
I am not a big vodka drinker.
Okay, because I know
you're... orange juice.
Vodka, because I know you and Scott have some bourbon.
We do. Here. That is very good.
Hear that, Crystal Head Vodka? If you're listening to this podcast, this is a different one. But last time we drank this, it was at room temperature. And this is chilled.
Out of the freezer. Right?
This is chilled out of the freezer.
What did you think last time?
As I said, apparently, after editing and listening to the podcast, I said about 87 times, I'm not a drinker. I'm not a drinker. And I guess I wanted to ram that home, but I'm not a drinker. I can drink this. There's no backlash. There's no burn. It's very, very smooth.
And for a control, we used a very well-known vodka from Texas, which we won't go with the name, and we compared that with this, and we actually found this Crystal had to be a lot smoother and actually a much better taste. So,
yeah,
it is very smooth.
Yeah, it's really.
We're revisiting that. Now we've got the hot sauce. Now we got this off of a website. It's the Blues Brothers Bluesmobile Hot Sauce. There's three hot sauces: the Bluesmobile Hot Sauce, then the Elwood Hot Sauce, and the Jake Hot Sauce. I don't know if they're all the same.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. Steve gave us the finger up. So, but we have some control. Should we give the names of the control, or?
We can. I mean, we're going with a very well-known, so we'll go against a very well-known sriracha-based sauce.
That's right. It's been knighted by the queen.
That's right.
Exactly. Sriracha.
We have another one that is a blue agave sriracha.
By the way, it's agave. I want to say that. The last podcast, I was saying aguave the entire time, and Scott did not correct me once. I'm saying aguave, and he's actually saying agave. He's saying it correctly, and I'm still not picking up on it. So it's agave, not aguave.
I can speak slower.
Like Aykroyd?
Aykroyd.
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 But we digress.
Yes.
So then we're going with this blue agave sriracha, which I thought I'd tie the agave in with the Crystal Head vodka. So, you know, tie it in there. And then we're going with a rather well-known sauce that I put this blank on everything. We won't use the actual name. And then we've got another one that seems to be found on most all of the tables in Louisiana, if that gives you a little idea. So we're going to use those as kind of our basis, and we're going to put those on some nice original restaurant-style corn chips and use those as kind of our...
Now, we talked about on the last podcast how the bottle of the Crystal Head, it very nice. You could actually display it. There's also a very... You could display the Blues Brothers hot sauce. It's a very nice... Like there's the car from the movie with the megaphone tied on top of it.
And what are we looking at for size-wise here? How much is,
Let's see.
Is
that? 5.
5 ounces?
5 ounces.
I think it wasn't too expensive.
I think it was $6.
Yeah, the shipping was more than it was.
Yeah.
So here's hoping that the packaging was not the total value and that the hot sauce is actually good.
Let's
so ingredients-wise, I mean, it's pretty It's made in North Carolina, so, you know, there's a little bit of deep south legitimacy there. But we're talking about we've got some apple cider vinegar, which is pretty legit. We got some brown sugar. We got some habaneros. Peppermint.
Or as I would say, the blue agave habaneros.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Where are you from?
Does it got any does it have jalapenos in it?
Jalapenos.
It does have some. It has a pepper mash, which contains habaneros and salt. Got some tomato paste, some bourbon, 40%. Alcohol by volume, chipotle powder, some black pepper, and some natural smoke flavoring. So, yeah, quite the little consortium of spices there.
So, according to the
40%?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
40%. Oh, that's Scott's dog, Dexter. He's been begging for food all night.
He said it sounds rough.
Hey!
So according to the United Sauces website...
That's where we got it, United Sauces.
That's right.
The Blues Brothers variety, sorry, the Bluesmobile variety is smoky sweet. The Jake variety is spicy sweet. And the Elwood variety is just hot.
Huh. Ah. Does it have a...
Smells amazing. I'm just going to say that right now. Taking the cap off, smell.
Oh, wow.
Molasses.
40% alcohol by volume.
It's got some molasses in it. You can smell the molasses right off the top. It smells.
It looks.
We're basically having 80 proof hot sauce.
Exactly.
Wow. You can smell the alcohol.
And wow. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It smells good though. I like it.
All right.
All right.
As the big drinker.
As the big drinker, with the bourbon.
Exactly. So what do you want to do? You want to start with that, or do we want to? What do you want to do?
Let's start with one of the
milder.
Yeah.
Okay, so mildness.
You got to go with.
Yeah, I haven't tasted this yet, so I'm not sure. Steve, you want to give it a shot?
The blue agave?
Yes. How's it smell?
I don't know what agave smells like, but it's...
Now, we said last night, on the pod, it was a cactus. What exactly? You said it's not a cactus.
It's similar to a cactus, but it's not. It's it's almost like an aloe. It grows like aloe.
Oh, yeah. It's so like it those long stalks.
Yeah.
Spikes?
It's got
spikes,
yeah. Smells, it's got the little pepper. You give it a little squeeze there. You get a little scent off there. I smell a little bit of vinegar, and I smell a little, it's got some pepper in there.
Jalapenos, organic blue, agave, nectar, distilled vinegar, garlic salt, tangerine.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, we should be putting this on... 4 fried chickens and some dry white toast.
Help you, boys?
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry. Got any fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the state.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke. And some dry white toast, please.
Yo, from the moon?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So. All right, Steve's diving in.
All right. Blue agave sriracha made in Texas. Nice reddish color.
Here, might as well spread them around.
That's right.
I think we all get the same opinion. What do you think?
Takes a minute to feel the heat, but it's fairly mild, I think.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Are you a sriracha?
It's probably the egg.
I'm not a spicy guy to begin with, so.
But yeah, I think this is sweeter than
It's a very sweet hot.
Paifong. Yeah.
Yes, very sweet hot.
Yeah, it reminds me of like Asian Zing sauce. Almost got a little bit of that real sweetness to it.
Yeah. Agreed. Not bad, though.
Not bad.
Not bad.
It'd be good on chicken.
Yeah, it's not bad. All right. It must be the tangerine juice.
Oh, there's tangerine.
There's tangerine juice in there. All right.
All right.
So we got one flavor in. Pick one more.
Let's do the traditional.
All right.
Yes.
Tabasco. That traditional?
Oh, Steve said it loud. Now we gotta say it. Tabasco.
The southern.
It's a city in Texas.
Tabasco.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we're doing the famous brand of hot sauce.
which now, shall not be named.
What's some stuff that you guys like to put hot sauce on? Are you hot sauce guys?
You know, cheese and a cracker is great with Steve's current hot sauce he's going to
Eggs. Oh,
yeah, you know, yeah.
Bloody Mary.
Eggs.
Chicken.
Yeah, chicken, anything, chicken. Basically. I mean, it's pretty good on almost everything, I'd say.
Would you put it on a cheeseburger?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Even the green variety of that one there is really good, too.
This one here?
Yes.
Traditional.
What do you put it on?
I don't. It's like I'm not a hot sauce. Let's get you.
I got one.
He's got one.
Spare right here.
I'm not a hot sauce guy, so.
A different kind of hot.
Pass it over here.
Ooh, not sweet.
This is definitely not sweet.
No, this usually
smoky.
Has a little more vinegar and, yeah, probably.
And you feel
a little
it.
Vinegar.
Yeah. And you can feel it much quicker.
I like the smoky, but it's a different burn. It's a different heat.
I feel it at the front of my palate as opposed to the back. All right, not bad. Yeah,
well, it's been around. It's been around for years.
Exactly.
Since 1868 is what I hear.
Who knows how long that bottle's been around the house, too, because I think this stuff lasts forever.
It's got the opening, too, where not a lot's coming out. So you,
right, it's like the...
If you burn yourself, it's your fault.
All right, this is your...
Which our hot sauce, the Blues Brothers hot sauce...
This is like the glork
yes.
one?
Yes.
This is like the Daffy Duck version of it. You go to pour it. All right, let's give it a try.
All right, we're all trying the Blues Brothers Bluesmobile hot sauce. And you said this was spicy hot, or...
No, this is the smoky sweet, right?
Smoky sweet. I believe so. Double check.
Comes out pretty good.
Oh, shit. Smoky sweet.
Oh, not bad. Actually, it's pretty flavorful. We got a lot of really good flavor to it. I can taste some molasses in it.
It's really one of the thickest ones.
Yeah. Oh.
You taste like the molasses.
Yeah.
It's got a little sweet to it.
It is. It's. I would say it's about as sweet as the first one, but it's got a little more kick to the first than the cook.
The flavor is pretty deep on it, too, I'd say. Not bad.
It's a good burn.
It's a good combo of sweet and hot. Yeah.
It's kind of reminiscent of. Can I say another brand's name?
Absolutely.
Tiger Sauce. You guys ever try Tiger Sauce?
I have not.
It's got a tiger on the label.
Oh, yeah.
But it's...
Really? That's their marketing?
Right. Hey, go figure.
They put a tiger on Tiger Sauce?
I know, right?
Yeah, go with what works.
So I think the sauce we tried before this one was a little more of a long-lasting burn. This is a little slower. Mm-hmm. But good.
We've poured it, and we can actually see specks.
Yeah, there's some definite spice linger in there, but it's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
UnitedSauces.com tells us that it pairs well with eggs, chicken tacos, and veggies.
There you go.
I would generally agree.
Yeah. So what's the website again?
UnitedSauces.com.
UnitedSauces.com. I think we've all enjoyed it. It's a nice combination of sweet and hot. It's very, very thick. You can taste the molasses.
Can you taste the bourbon, you bourbon drinkers?
I don't know.
I couldn't taste the bourbon, but when we smelled it, I could actually smell.
I smelled it.
You can smell the alcohol. I couldn't taste it.
Smell it.
Yeah, it's pretty good though. I really like it.
I would get it again. What do you guys say?
I would recommend it.
So what's going to happen next time I come in? I'm going to get the Jake and the Elwood, and we'll compare those two. So,
fantastic.
Could you do a blind taste test, Scott?
You know what? That might be it.
If we had you close your eyes and you leaned your head back and we dripped a few drops in, could you tell the difference?
Yeah, I'm not falling for that again.
Damn it.
Yeah.
How about some more vodka?
I guess this is our picnic series. We recommend the Crystal Head Vodka, the Blue Agave. The Onyx Agave.
Yes.
Agave.
Come on, Aykroyd.
And the Bluesmobile Hot Sauce.
Yep.
They both, so, yeah. Okay.
So far, so good.
Sandwiches, it's...
We're two for two. Two for two on the review.
Now, the Crystal Head is... Aykroyd is involved with that. The sauce, I think he's just... He's just given him the name.
Yeah.
So
he's he's a Blues Brother.
Yeah.
See, it's good enough that I want to try the other two.
Yeah.
Jake and the Elwood.
Yeah, that'd be good. I like it.
I want the Crystal Head and I want the blue. I want it displayed in your house.
There you go. Yeah. I'll put it up on a shelf.
Now, nobody else from the family wants to try this out?
I think Josh is, he's good. And I think the wife is inside. She does like hot sauce, so I can check with her.
He's texting his wife from the patio. By the way, we're outside. It's Michigan. We're a beautiful spring day. I guess, is it summer yet?
It's still spring.
Still spring. Summer day here. We are battling through the Canadian. Okay, so here.
Wildfires.
Dan is Canadian, and we're battling the Canadian wildfire. So that's also, we're tying that into the podcast. So
I saw a Canadian goose fly by.
And we also had a pot store flew by with the big flag. A banner.
Yes. Pretty high up in the air.
Hey-o!
What did that message say, Matt?
What was it?
Half off at Bud and Leaf.
Bud and Leaf, yes.
Bud and Leaf.
Big sale.
Okay. Big sale.
Is what it said.
I have to tag them in there.
Well, apparently, Jim Belushi, John's brother, he has a television show. He has a marijuana farm. And he is actually growing a Blues Brothers
variety
of marijuana.
Strange.
I don't. That's something I don't think we'll.
I don't think we will.
Concept
sample
of the
that
show.
One.
No. It's the concept of the show is him growing marijuana, but he is growing a special strain for the Blues Brothers and naming it after the Blues Brothers.
So. I mean, we could always try. We could try.
You got those. You
we
got
could
those
always
hippie
get representatives to try it for us.
Exactly. You've got kids.
Yeah. Look, we're all at prescription age. I'm sure we can get it with our care card.
You don't need a prescription anymore.
Oh,
in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
So I've heard.
All right, so once again, another short outdoorsy, picnicky. So have some Crystal Head vodka, have some Blues Brothers hot sauce. Scott, I know you. We promoted last time, but let's promote it again, your Lego store.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I do have one of those, so if you're looking to buy some Legos, you need parts, you need pieces, minifigures, whatever you need, look me up. The website is sabobrick.com, sabobrick.com. You will find it in the comments of this podcast. And if you mention Scotty Blanco or Scott White in your order, I'll give you 10% off.
Now, Steve, I know you were just talking about you selling stuff on eBay. Do you want to promote your eBay chair or what is the kind of stuff you sell on eBay?
Hot Wheels and Matchbox.
So if you're looking for Hot Wheels or Matchbox, look up, do you know your...
M85.
M85. So look up M85 on eBay if you're looking for any Matchbox or Hot Wheels. Matt, what about you? Anything?
I've got nothing.
Got nothing?
I've got nothing.
He's got bourbon.
I've got bourbon.
All right.
Bourbon and Reverend Services. That's all I can offer.
All right, this has been another episode of the Dan Aykroyd Podcast. I want to thank my three amigos. Oh, that's the wrong movie. Ah, shit. Anyway, we're out of here. Bye.
See ya. Adios.
Later.
To support this podcast, please go to www.patreon.com/ScottWhite and give what you're able. If you're listening on iTunes, please give a review. That should help people find this podcast. And no matter what services you use to listen, please leave feedback. We always want to improve. Thank you for listening to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Has been a Cross the Streams Media Podcast.
Cheeseburger. What do you want? What are you gonna have?
I'll have
have a cheeseburger.